A copper mining city in northern Sonora, known as the birthplace of the Mexican Revolution, is hoping to use that history to draw more tourists. From KJZZ's Front Terrace desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Murphy Woodhouse reports.
You walk up, and you can see the indentation that the feet have been making for over 100 years.
That's Humberto de Hoyos, an amateur historian leading me up the stairs at the old Cananea City Jail, which now serves as the Museum of Workers' Struggle. I'm here to learn about the town's unique past.
The first thing that greets us here is the newspaper. The first newspaper printed in Cananea was September 21st, 1902, and it was in English. Back then, Cananea was more of an American town than a Mexican town.
He tells me it was William Cornell Green's founding of the Cananea Consolidated Copper Company in 1899 that marked the beginning of the town's modern era. But it was what happened in 1906 that forever secured Cananea's place in Mexican history. That summer, Mexican miners paid less and treated worse than their American counterparts went on strike. 23 were killed in the ensuing bloodshed. Strike leaders were jailed, where we are standing.
You have to realize the strike was in 1906 and the revolution started in 1910, 4 years later. But what sparked everything was the strike here in Cananea.
That's the dramatic history many in Cananea hope will earn the town recognition as a Pueblo Mágico, or magical town. That federal designation is reserved for Mexican communities with unique historic and cultural significance, as well as tourism potential. It also brings much-needed support for infrastructure projects and cachet among travelers. This week, federal officials are considering adding several towns to the current list of 111 Pueblos Mágicos. Two more Sonoran cities are also in the running, along with dozens of others across Mexico. I sat down with city officials Oscar Damian Hernandez and Alejandro Villa to hear what it would mean for Cananea. He says those resources can be used for running utility lines underground, beautification of buildings, promotion, support for cultural events, and training for hotel owners and restaurant operators. But even if Cananea doesn't win, Villa says the years-long effort to get here has instilled pride in the community for its complex history and unique turn-of-the-19th-century architecture. According to Villa, people started realizing that what they saw as ordinary, their homes, buildings, history, and traditions, were valuable. The Pueblos Mágicos program has not been without controversy. Through the 2000s, the program grew slowly, with a handful of new cities being added each year. Then in 2012, the last year of Felipe Calderón's presidency, several dozen were added, leading to charges of political favors. A similar jump came in 2015 under outgoing President Enrique Peña Nieto. The incoming tourism secretary was recently quoted saying designations were given out like gifts. He is calling for a review of the program. Hernandez welcomes that review. That review, Hernandez says, will just show that Cananea deserves the title. He added that the review also opens up a window of opportunity for Cananea and others. An hour and a half west in Magdalena de Quino, a band plays for pilgrims exiting the San Francisco Javier Chapel. During the first week of October, thousands travel to the town to pay homage to Magdalena's patron saint. Magdalena was founded in 1687 by Jesuit Father Eusebio Quino. His remains are on display in the charming main square. That square has recently seen major improvements, thanks to its designation as a Pueblo Mágico in 2012. The number of visitors in the hotels and restaurants serving them have risen.
Definitivamente, el nombramiento de Magdalena.
That's Raúl Mian, a part of the committee that works to maintain program eligibility. He says Magdalena has benefited economically as a Pueblo Mágico, but it's also instilled a sense of pride among residents. Brian Savoy brought his mother, son, and fiancée Martha Garcia down for the festival from Tucson. He's been a regular visitor for decades because his mother was born and raised in Magdalena.
It's beautiful down here. The people. Everybody invites you in. Everybody's caring and loving down here.
Garcia.
I definitely believe that this recognition that it's getting now definitely deserves it.
For Garcia, a first-time Fiestas visitor and strong believer in the miracles of San Francisco, Magdalena was a magical place. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Magdalena, Mexico.